This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's top climate official says the state is on track to reduce some of its greenhouse gas emissions. CPR's Miguel Otalora reports.
The Colorado Energy Office's executive director told the Air Quality Control Commission he was confident that electric utilities would cut their carbon emissions by 80% this decade. He was less certain about reductions coming from the transportation sector and the oil and gas industry, which are responsible for much of the Front Range's poor air quality this summer. Commissioner Tony Gerber says people need to look beyond just the smoky skies.
You know, I don't think we're ready to declare success in any way, shape, or form. But the flip side is a bad ozone season does not mean that we're not trying to make progress. And I think
local environmental groups say the state is still not pushing utilities and other industries hard enough to lower their carbon emissions. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Highway contractors are worried about proposed climate-related changes to how CDOT plans transportation projects. A new proposal could result in more climate-friendly projects like public transit and bike paths. But Tony Milo with the Colorado Contractors Association says that could lead to fewer highway expansions.
We're concerned, as we look at this rule, that this opens the potential for a larger amount of diversion of the road use fees to non-highway uses.
Some supporters of the proposal say the state should stop expanding highways altogether. CDOT is collecting public comment on it now. Bus service connecting Colorado Springs to Monument and the Denver Tech Center is set to resume this week. That Bustang route was put on hold in March of 2020 because of the pandemic. Bustang currently runs six times a day between Colorado Springs and downtown Denver. Along the Front Range today, it's highs close to 70. This is CPR News.